This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian top commander has said his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the battle for a town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chama has more.
The commander said the situation in Bakhmut is being stabilized in a battle which can only be described as long and grinding. British military intelligence said Russia appears to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The seven-month battle for Bakhmut, where Russian forces have closed in on three sides, is the longest clash of the war. Russian forces must go through Bakhmut to push deeper into parts of the eastern Donbass region, though Western officials say capture of the city would have limited impact on the course of the war. I'm Karen Chemas.
In the United States, police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Spain's first major wildfire of the year scorched more than 4,000 hectares of forest and forced 1,700 villagers to leave their homes in the Valencia and Aragon regions. Residents recounted fleeing their homes and leaving animals behind. More than 500 firefighters, supported by 20 planes and helicopters, were working to bring the blaze under control. From Washington, this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump warned of potential death and destruction if he faces criminal charges over hush money payments to a porn star. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Ratcheting up his already incendiary rhetoric, former President Donald Trump, in a 1 a.m. social media post on Friday, warned of potential death and destruction if he were to face criminal charges in a New York City investigation. The post on Trump's Truth social media site was the latest in a string of verbal attacks against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg since last Saturday, when Trump wrongly predicted he would be arrested 3 days later. Bragg's office, which is probing hush money payments by Trump's former attorney to adult film star Stormy Daniels made in the midst of the 2016 election, said they would not be intimidated.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Trump's words for some people recalled his language ahead of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, when Trump supporters, egged on by his false claims of voter fraud, stormed the Capitol building to try to prevent certification of Trump's loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Undeclared diamond jewelry brought into Brazil from Saudi Arabia has deepened the legal jeopardy of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
An investigation into two sets of jewels, reportedly worth millions, is only the latest scandal threatening the former far-right leader. But an extensive paper trail and even videos could make the case particularly daunting for Bolsonaro. He's also under investigation for any involvement in a rampage by his supporters through the national capital after he left office, and for numerous actions during the presidential election campaign he lost last fall. Bolsonaro also has been accused of causing genocide for an indigenous community in the Amazon. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate and temporary halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. Citing the need for dialogue with the opposition, Gallant said Saturday that Netanyahu's coalition should wait until after parliament reconvenes from its holiday break next month before pushing ahead with its divisive plan to weaken the Supreme Court. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. They came after a suspected Iran-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans. Marissa Melton, VOA News.